Nearly 1 million Australians suffer from an eating disorder, but when they receive treatment, often their partners or families are not part of the process. Support groups say patients have in the past been encouraged to recover alone because families have been seen as being part of the problem. Now a body of evidence is emerging that families and partners are essential to a patient's successful recovery. Stephanie Smale reports.
Belinda Caldwell's teenage daughter Lucy was hospitalised with severe anorexia nervosa 2 years ago. It took her family 5 months to nurse her back to a healthy weight.
She described to us at one stage that, you know, eating was like asking her to jump out of a plane without a parachute. So the anxiety is so high that you often get quite strong levels of violence, you know, because they're so anxious. So we certainly had our fair share of rage and violence and anger.
Belinda Caldwell says she and her husband had to take months of unpaid leave to care for their daughter.
It's very difficult to do if you haven't got someone home 24 hours a day. I had to sleep with Lucy for 5 months to stop her exercising overnight. It's a very intense process.
But Belinda Caldwell counts herself lucky that her daughter's treatment plan encouraged family involvement.
Lots of families are often cut off. Treatment providers see the child or the adult and don't include the family in that process. And yet it's the family that are living with that person 24 hours a day, that have got all the behaviours happening at home. They're the people that can support them by supporting them with mealtimes and, you know, encouraging them not to exercise, etc.
She's one of a small group of mothers and people with eating disorders who have organised a national conference for hundreds of families and carers. It's the first of its kind in Australia and will feature keynote speakers like Cynthia Bulick, a distinguished professor of eating disorders at the University of North Carolina. She says researchers in the United States have found shutting families out of treatment is the wrong approach.
I think the biggest problem in the past was really parent blaming. So it wasn't until we realized that parents weren't the problem, but they were actually part of the solution, that things really turned around. So now I think having parents and partners on board really gives patients a much better chance of coming to a quick and complete recovery.
Belinda Caldwell says she's hoping the conference will empower other families to take part in their loved one's recovery.
It's about giving families some sense of hope that this isn't something that they have to just sit and watch.
Mother Belinda Caldwell, ending Stephanie Smale's report.